You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. And as John has noted, we just can't help ourselves this morning. We've been talking a lot about the allegations against Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, mostly because of the intensity of the allegations of corruption and greed that have been lobbied against him by the U.S. Attorney's Office. And that included what they said was his effort to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat.
I think if I were president, I would sell naming rights to various buildings. For example, we could have the Bank America White House. There's all kinds of great possibilities.
Bank America White House. What do you think? What would you sell if you were in power? And have you ever been tempted to sell something you just knew you shouldn't, like your sister's dog or something of great meaning that doesn't belong to you? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
It's a bleeping valuable thing.
Did you ever have that thought? Well, in all of the Blagojevich allegations, we've lost the sense that they're still ironing out the details on Capitol Hill for that $15 billion emergency government loan package for struggling U.S. automakers who were dominating the headlines up until yesterday. Joining us now is Todd Zwillick from Capitol News Connection, who's watching the negotiations as they continue. We may get a deal today, although we may also hear from some Republican opponents who are going to go before cameras and try to derail this bill. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
First of all, what are the details still as they were yesterday when we were talking to you? We're talking car czar, $15 billion in loans. There's the issue of lawsuits that the car companies want dropped, but some in Congress don't.
Right. So all of those details you just mentioned are the same. Those were the broad details, the framework that everybody said they had agreement on. But some of the finer details appear to have changed. There was a provision that was a sticking point early on that said that the car czar would have control over any transaction of $25 million or more, that the big three would have to get permission, essentially, to execute any transaction above $25 million. That number apparently has been raised to $100 million, which was a concession to Republicans. The big three raised the point, and some of their proxies raised the point, that in the world of the auto manufacturers, $25 million is a pittance. So it doesn't go very far. So that's been raised to $100 million. There's a question of there's a still outstanding question of the holding company that controls Chrysler and how quickly and how closely they'll have to repay their loans. That remains
Cerberus,
a sticking point.
The Cerberus company, right, that owns Chrysler.
Yeah. And also one last thing, the issue of lawsuits, the issue of state EPA waiver carbon lawsuits, these are global warming lawsuits essentially, that remains a sticking point. That's still in the bill. It may be dropped by the time it reaches the floor or even the amendment process. But Democrats so far have refused to drop that because, don't forget, they sort of made an environmental concession at the outset by allowing this money to come from an account that was supposed to help plants and companies build more fuel-efficient and environmentally friendly products. So.
Now, some Republicans are supposed to go before the cameras today and announce their opposition to either some aspect of this bailout or the whole package itself. Is the real headline there that Republicans are projecting that Democrats don't have 60 votes on this and so they can shut it down at any time?
Well, it is very unclear if there are 60 votes around an approach in the Senate. What they can do for sure is delay it. So there's absolutely no question about that. You're talking about a group led by Senator John Ensign from Nevada. There are some other conservatives in that group who don't like this deal for varying reasons. They will, if they object, and it appears that they will, depending on the final language, they will have the ability to slow this down by as much as a week, by the way. Mm-hmm. If they use all of the levers and buttons available to them under Senate procedure, they can slow this way down. Whether or not they choose to kill it is their choice, and it depends on what kind of concessions they extract.
And the way GM and Chrysler are spending, a week equals billions of dollars.
It might, yeah.
Right. I noticed you used the word car czar there. You didn't really like that word yesterday, and when you suggested that listeners come up with a new one, our phone started ringing off the hook, Todd.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw there were lots and lots of suggestions. There was, you know, that there were quite a few floating around Capitol Hill as well, John, that you may not have heard amongst reporters and staff and even police and anyone else who's hanging around the halls of Congress. There's some good ones. So, of course, you got Autocrat, which is a favorite of mine.
That's good.
Motor General was a great one.
I love that. That's like my favorite.
Okay. Well, how about Lemonhead?
That's good. There's a band, Lemonhead.
It took me a minute. I get it now.
That's good. Yeah.
Lemonhead.
Okay.
The Barber of Detroit. Everyone gets a haircut?
Oh, that's from the Pelosi line yesterday.
Oh,
yep,
Todd, right. You're not. That's you right. can do better. I know you can.
All right, I've got one. This one is mine. The Lone Ranger in Dodge City.
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
That's good.
Dodge
yeah, a little
City.
Too much time, free time on your hands there, Todd.
Here's a
one of
too
our.
Much.
Here's one of our listeners.
How about Megatron and the rest of the cabinet could be the Decepticons?
Transformers.
Decepticons.
There was an Optimus Prime yesterday, wasn't there?
That's right. Well, that's all from the Transformers. Yeah. And at yeah. the very least, these car companies are going to be transformed by this bailout plan on the Hill. Hugh in Manhattan had this idea, Todd. SUV Supreme Uber Viceroy.
And oh, I was trying to come up with something on SUV, and I couldn't think of anything. I love it.
It still leaves us with the same problem. I'm not sure what a Czar does, and I'm not sure what a Viceroy does either.
Yeah, well, let's leave. What will the Czar do based on the latest details, and then we got to go?
Well, a lot more control, actually, than was originally in the plan. In the original plan, the Czar would have the option to kill these loans if the companies didn't come back with good, solid, long-ranging viability plans by March 31st. That has now apparently changed in a concession to Republicans. The Viceroy or the Czar will now have the option to kill those loans – not the option, the requirement, pardon me, to kill those loans entirely. If the plans are no good, if the viability is not long-ranging and doesn't make sense to the Czar and to the administration and to the Congress, kill the loans. Recall them.
Todd Zwillick, our very own transformer at the Capital News Connection on the
More than meets the
Washington,
eye.
DC. More than meets the eye. Robots in disguise, Todd Zwillick. Thank you very much. And now headlines from
Johnny
O'Kay.
Thank you very much. The time is 20 minutes to the top of the hour.